Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't want to, I just wanted to listen to the show. I didn't want to actually be on the line.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay. Hello?
Girl, I'm in love with you, baby, and I want you to know that I'm hooked on your body, and I'm trying to be yours.
Shout out to everybody for listening. Tony, this is the Timothy Hodge Show, the one and only right, the Timothy Hodge Show. This is Timothy, this is your show, Timothy Hodge. I'm waiting for Ali Rabbit for my guest, so be patient with me. Last night I attended the American Most Wanted Tour down in Camden, New Jersey. I did PR for the show, and as you all know, I did the actual media coverage this morning on the show. Drake actually collapsed on stage, so make sure you guys check that out on YouTube. I'm going to jump into some music from, from Sean Kingston featuring Joel Santana. I'll be right back.
I'm looking like, feeling like, acting like money. She looking like, feeling like, acting like she want me. She got what I fiends for, I'm acting like a junkie. Got me buzzing like a bee, you know I'm after that, honey. I got my eye on her, I can't keep it off her. She got an eye on me, she can't keep it off me. Bad little shorty, now I know how Lauryn Hill felt, cause she killing me softly, yeah.
There's nothing in this world, there's not another girl that could satisfy my needs.
Blog Talk Radio.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or dessert?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in the race, but I already won first place. I never thought I'd...
Hello?
Hey, this is Wiz Khalifa calling for my interview.
Please, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm going to give you a round of applause, man. Hold toes tight for me one second, man.
All right, thanks.
So, Wiz, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
I'm real good, man. Just working, feeling great, man. Feeling great.
Right. All right, man. So, where are you actually originally from, man?
I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for anybody who don't know.
And how did you get started in this music industry?
Basically, I've always been writing since I was a little kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always enjoyed different types of music. My parents played different types of music, so I was always into music. And then I just started writing my own stuff, and people told me I was good, so I really just took off with it. Started recording, and then it just went from there.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of your musical influences?
I definitely have to say, like, my major influences would be, like, Biggie, Bone Thugs and Harmony. I was real into Dipset when they was popping, like, Jay-Z's first couple albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the great classic stuff. Snoop, I'm a real big Snoop fan. And I listen to all types of music, though.
Liz, you there?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. I have some status going on, man. How did you come up with your stage name?
I was actually given the name, like, when I was younger. Just, like, everybody would call me Wiz because I was, like, the youngest out of everybody who I'd be around. And, like, I was, anything I did, I was pretty much good at it. So they would say I was, like, a young Wiz, you know what I'm saying? And then everybody also says I'm, like, wise beyond my years. So, like, the Wiz came from wisdom. So everybody would just call me young Wiz. And then Khalifa, my granddad gave me that. He's Muslim. And Khalifa means, like, successor. It's Arabic for successor or leader or, like, a shining light or somebody who's going to, you know, like, be that dude for their people. So he felt like that's what I was doing with my music and Wiz Khalifa.
What do you think about Obama being our new president and first black president?
it's crazy. Like, I'm just happy to be, you know, alive to witness history, and I feel like he's going to make a change, and it's, like, just definitely big for black people all over the place. I mean, so, I mean, that, it's just crazy. It's overwhelming almost.
How would you describe your style of music?
I would describe it, you can't really put like an East Coast sound or a West Coast sound on it. My music, it might sound crazy, but it's just real, it's very musical. Like, I sing a lot, there's a lot of different instruments, there's a lot of different progressions and stuff that goes on musically, you know what I'm saying? So I would describe it as just like a real all-around sound. You don't have to be a straight-up hip-hop fan to enjoy my music.
What makes your music different from artists that are out there now?
I don't know, like, from my perspective, because I really just make what's comfortable for me, so, like, it will really take somebody else telling you what makes my music different, because I don't, you know, I don't really try to go in a studio and do anything too crazy. Like, I just do whatever I feel, and then it comes out. Like I said, I think people just feel that more natural, you know, musical talent from my music, other than just being a rapper. So I think that's what makes me a little bit different.
What is the latest single that you have out now?
I actually don't have a single out right now. I just dropped my mixtape. It's called Fight School. And we're gonna start getting some singles ready off of that. But right now, some of the stations I've been playing, like Board and Pass and some stuff off of the mixtape. But I don't have like an official single out right now.
Mm-hmm. What is that you have available on iTunes?
My first single that came out was called Say Yeah. That's available on iTunes, and also Make It Hot is available on iTunes. We're going to have some more stuff up there, like, later on in the month.
Okay. What's actually next for you? Besides, you know, you're still trying to do this album, or?
Yeah, I'm definitely still working on the album. We're just waiting, really, to pick the right day for the album to drop it to a point where it's going to be most impactful and I'm going to sell the most units. Like, right now, I'm really just building a fan base who knows me for my good music, and like I'm just be dropping mixtapes this summer, and I'm going on tour this summer as well to really just get the name out there and get the whole brand out there. Like, it's growing like crazy, so we just really trying to capitalize off of that. And then as soon as that's ready, then we'll have another single, and then the album will be ready, so we'll drop the album then. But I'm really not in no rush to drop my album.
No, of course not. Don't be in a rush with that. Too much, you know, too much poor sales going around as it is, man.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to get lost in that whole thing.
I announce them every day, man. Your label, what is the name of, I know you, if I'm not mistaken, you have some type of deal through Warner Bros., but what is the actual name of your label?
Name of my label is, well, it's not actually my label, but it's the label that I'm signed to.
Right.
It's called Rostrum Records.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who we're signed to Warner.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get down with this record label? How did you come about connecting with them?
It was just really just being around and making music. I always been in, like I said, I've been in the studio since I was 14 years old. So by the time I was like 16, I had like 3 mixtapes out, and there was people talking about me around the city. And like before now, there really hasn't been too much of a scene. So we always been trying to, you know, get that scene popping. And there was a guy who left Pittsburgh. He's from Pittsburgh. He went to school out of Pittsburgh and went and worked for L.A. Reid. And he actually came back and started his record label. I was one of his first acts that he signed. And then I just been working with him since I was about 15 years old. But I met him through the studio that I record. It's called ID Labs. And that's where I be at, like, all the time. That's where I record all my music.
When you start to record, or when you do your music, or when you stay on stage, what type of message do you want to get out to your listeners or your audience?
Definitely that it's just cool to be yourself. I got a positive message, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, just be positive about anything and any situation, and be yourself. Like, you don't have to be gangbanger, or, you know what I'm saying, the toughest dude or the hardest dude in the club. Like, you know what I'm saying, it's cool to just be yourself, and I just be myself all the time, you know what I'm saying? I always have fun, I'm smiling. So it really lets people just loosen up and lighten up and just really take things less serious. So, you know what I mean? It's really just to have.
What do you think about the music industry today?
It's cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got no harsh feelings towards the industry or what's going on in the industry. I mean, sales are definitely down, but that just makes it more dependent on the artist to work for themselves and really, you know what I'm saying, generate, you know what I'm saying, some type of income or some type of buzz for themselves. Like me, I'm good because I really capitalized off the whole internet thing, and I really understand how important it is. So I'm into that all the time, and that's like a big part of my career. So, I mean, for any artist who doesn't, you know, have a grip on the game, they would be frustrated, but I see where it's going, so I'm just adjusting, like, right along with it.
For those rappers that, or rapper singers, that want to break into this business and want to get to where you are, what advice would you give to them?
Just always work hard, stay putting out material, and when you don't think people are hearing you, just always know they are, and grind like you have an audience all the time.
All right, man. Before I let you go, man, I want your single over here, man. So make sure you got somebody send it over here, man. And also, people that listen, they can know they can pick up your we have something on iTunes that's available through the station website that people can purchase. But I want one of your singles over here, man. So make sure that you have somebody send that over here, man, so I can start spinning it, man. Any last words or shout outs, man?
Just shout out Rashom Records, Taylor Gang, Heavy Hustle, Pittsburgh. And make sure y'all go get that flight school and follow me on Twitter, Real Wiz Khalifa. All
right, any websites or anything they can check you out on? They want to know who those don't know, you can want to know more about you?
Definitely MySpace, / Wiz Khalifa, Twitter, / Real Wiz Khalifa, and YouTube, / Taylor Gang ENT.
All right. Wiz, man, like I told my guests, man, come back, man. Let this be the last time. Don't be a stranger, man. And much success with your career, man. And I can't wait to start spinning your music over here, man.
All right, for sure. Thanks. I'm going to make sure we send that single right through, too.
All right, man. Good luck with everything, man.
All right. Thanks, man.
Shout out to Wiz Khalifa. I didn't know how to pronounce the last name. Wiz Khalifa, honest artist, Warner Brother recording artist. Make sure you guys check him out. He's on an upcoming album and also a promo tour. So make sure you guys check that out for him. I'm going to go ahead and jump into some more music, and I'll be right back. Here's Miss Carrie Hilson again. I was.
You would be
radio. Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry. Hi, I have a question. But my question is for Mario. Like, cause you're interviewing him today, right?
Yeah, he may or may not be here. I know he's on the road, so he's trying to pull. They're trying to get the pull board over to a location to where I can talk to him. But I just spoke with him on the other line. What's going on?
Okay, because my question that I wanted to ask him was that I know he's a singer, and maybe you can ask this for me. And my name is Ashley Dean. I know he's a singer, and he's also an actor, and he had his hot new song out with Gucci Mane, Breakup. But my question is, for him being both, that's good, being an actor and a singer, if he was to play in a movie and play a role of a great legend, like a great musician who may still be with us or who may be gone, who would he play and why? Like, what role do he feel that he's best for if he had to play in a role kind of like Dreamgirls, like when Beyonce played Dina? Like, who would he play and why? That's my question that I wanted to know.
Okay. Do you have an email address?
Yes.
Let me, just in case you don't show up, I'll have him personally email you from, what's your email?
My email is ADT 03 at gmail.com. Yes, A as in Ashley, D as in Diane, C as in Thomas, 03@gmail.com.
All right, I got you. Ashley, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston.
Okay.
Houston,
wow.
Texas. And where is your show at? Because I have a show, too, on Blog Talk, but mine came on earlier today.
Okay, what was your show about?
My show was about, I have a teen talk show, and it was about teens going through divorce. Am I on your air?
Yeah, you're good.
I'm on the air right now?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I'm so goofy. But, yeah, my show's about teens going through divorce, parents going through divorce, and how they feel about it. And my show come on, and I'm not trying to steal your airtime or anything or trying to promote my show. I just wanted to really call in and ask Mario.
Go ahead, because that's what a lot of other people call in to do. There's nothing
new. What?
Everybody else does it, so you're not doing anything. Everybody else does it.
Oh,
you're good.
Oh, well.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, my talk show is called Real Talk Live with Ashley D and your boy TJ. And we're in Houston, Texas. Where your show at?
You said Real Talk or something?
Real Talk Live with Ashley D. Short Real Talk
Tiny?
Live. Huh?
Tiny? Is that with Tiny or something like that?
With Tiny?
No, yeah. That was Tiny. I forgot. It was something. Yeah, somebody said something called Real Something. That's why I thought that. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. But it's Real Talk with Ashley D. That's me and your boy TJ. That's my co-host. And we in Houston, Texas, for everybody who don't know. Houston, Texas is in the south, you know. We come on at 5 p.m. Central on Saturdays. And we basically, it's a teen talk show. We play music, play things that's from the streets. And we'll love to play the artist you just interviewed. We'll love to play his music on our show. We play.
Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah, that's his name. Because I was trying to catch it. Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa, huh?
Okay, because I wasn't trying to screw it all up. But we
played
a hard
time. I had the hardest time trying to pronounce it, but when I finally, before I interviewed him over the phone, he told me how to pronounce it. That's how I got to go back. So, but he told me, you know, what the name means and everything. And well, if you go back into the interview, you know, you'll hear it. I don't know if you listened to it, but he's saying what it means and who named it, you know, who named it.
Oh, yeah, I was listening to him.
Okay.
It's Arabic? I'm sorry. Did he say Arabic or Greek?
Yeah, it's Muslim, and it means something. I don't even remember myself. But
I was listening to him. It was very unique what he said it meant.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, my show, we talk to whoever want to call in. Basically, it's for teens, but other people call in about the topics that we're talking about. And
how long have you been
voiced. Host? Actually, I just started. Today was like my second show. and kind of started. No, well, my first show was real good. Second show was kind of rocky, but I'm getting used to it, so it's all good. It get better with time.
Yeah, you got
Rome wasn't built in a day, as they say.
You got a long road ahead of you.
Yeah, I do know. But it's not like I just jumped in it cold turkey, because I am a broadcast person, so I have done interviews, have interviewed people, have interviewed famous people like celebrities and stuff. So it's not like...
Who did you interview?
Who I interviewed? Well, where are you located?
I'm in New York.
Oh, New York. So have y'all heard of Boy, Young Problems? Young Problems, Boy, I Got So Many? That song and those artists?
No, never heard of them.
Well, because their video just came out on 106 and Park, but I got a chance to interview them. I met T.I., got to interview him, T-Pain, got to interview him, Young Jock, got to interview him. Sierra met her but didn't get to interview her, but she's a sweetheart.
She is.
Who else?
She was on the show not long ago.
Huh?
She was on the show not long ago.
Oh, I met Lloyd, but he was just too sexy to even want to interview him. I know that's real crazy. But it's like a lot of people that I met and got to interview. Mike Jones, got to interview him. And hopefully I get to continue to do it and meet much more people. I'm looking forward to trying to meet Lil Wayne and interview him and Drake and Ali.
I did media for their show last night in Camden, New Jersey, and actually, I don't know if you heard, but Drake got hurt last night on the show. He collapsed on stage last night.
Yes, I actually did. I don't know how. I didn't know that was last night's show, but I think
I
saw a
there.
Picture of it.
Yeah, I did media coverage for a show last night, he collapsed on stage. I went backstage and I, interviewed him, while he was actually laying on the floor. And they was telling me, go, Tim, go. I said, I don't got a camera. I just got a microphone. I said, I want to talk to him. And he told me he was in a lot of pain. And I don't know why Drake did the show, because, he can't sing for a long period of time. He's young at that. So that makes it even better. He's a young kid, can't even stand up for like 5 minutes and he falls down. But,
like I saw his picture. They had his picture surfing on the web, and he used to be on Degrassi, and he was in the wheelchair. And somebody made a comment, Jimmy needs his wheelchair, and it was funny. But I know it's kind of sad. I shouldn't be laughing, but it was just a little smart comment that I thought was kind of funny. But then it wasn't, because it was a serious event that he got hurt. But they're supposed to be coming in Houston, Texas, August the 22nd, so that's about like 3 weeks from now. So I hope he's better when they come down here. And
so
how you felt that the concert went?
Oh, it's okay. I'm not really a fan of really theirs at all. I work with Lil Wayne, of course, and I've met Drake several times. Of course, Pleasure P was on the show, and Pleasure P was here on this show not long ago. I interviewed him when his album came out, and who else was on there? Soulja Boy, who's going to be on the show coming up pretty soon, So I've actually met all of them and promoted their albums and worked with them, because besides radio, remember, I actually work in the music industry. I do PR and marketing for BET and several networks.
Oh, really? I really didn't know that. How I caught your show was after my show went off, and I saw on the screen, that they was advertising your show. That's how I caught a hold of your show. So
I've been on for actually a year. It'll be a year, actually tomorrow, that I've been doing this. And I'm going to do the one-year anniversary show. So many people are going to be coming through, so you gotta tune in that day. It's going to be a lot of people coming through.
And when will it be?
Oh, I'm gonna air. I don't know the actual date, but you'll see. It's gonna be next week sometime, but it'll be a today's pick.
Okay. Now I have a question, but I don't know if I should be answering this on air, because this is more of a secretive question. I have a question, but it's more of a not too much personal question, but it's a question that shouldn't be answered on air. because on the airwaves. Or is it the airwaves when you're talking on the internet?
Yeah, you're actually, yeah, because it's actually streaming. I don't answer personal questions too much, so I don't know what you're...
No, it's not really personal. It's like, how do you pull these interviews with these celebrities on your radio show?
I work in the music industry, and I'm a former singer myself. I got an album coming out next month. The single's gonna be released. I don't know if I did an interview with on another blog show, and they debuted my single. I talked about my career, and you gotta Google me and find out. It's all the information on there. But I work at the end of the day. Besides this show, I work with these people on a day-to-day basis. So you know, I see them all the time.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for having me on your show, and I didn't mean to actually just be on here just talking like this.
No,
but is Mario come through today?
Mario's rescheduling. The assistant just told me he can't. Something happened. He's gonna reschedule with me.
Okay.
But,
I gotta
play his music, and he told me to shout out to all his fans, and he loves them, but he's not going to be able to. He's going to reschedule. Most likely he'll be here for the one-year anniversary show. He'll be here. But I got to play his music. I got to show my support to him, because he has a great excuse as to why he didn't show up. But shout out to Wiz Khalifa, of course. Let me go ahead and play Mario's music. I appreciate if you stay and listen and tune in.
Yeah, I will. I love you about to play Break Up with Gucci Mane and... And Mario,
I gotta find it. I'm gonna play Let Me Love You, and then I'm gonna find out where that track is.
All right. Okay. Bye bye.
The makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserve good fame.
This for the diamond,
a head for the brain.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you, you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. A baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you. Description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime, plus 99, and it's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're better than shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know,
if I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right. Deserves good fame,
a
head full of rain.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Polo to Dawn.
Listen, girl. Mario. Let's go.
It's like you caught up in a maze. You keep on going in circles, girl. You're trying to find a way out. But it's time I put on my cape and put that ass on my chest. Gotta wanna come and save you. But I'm stuck in the middle of seeing you hurt and knowing you love him and you wanna make it work. And I can't help but think that I know you first. It's getting louder, girl. Can't ignore it no more. Conversations on your sofa, telling me how we played you out over and over, over and over. But I'm stuck in the middle of seeing you hurt and knowing you love him and you wanna make it work. And I can't help but think that I'm really first. It's getting louder, girl. I can't ignore it no more, baby.
I can't hear your heart crying out.
Hello?
Hey, D2, you still there? Hello? Hello? Well, here's the latest from Mario featuring Sean Garrett, entitled, forget the name of the song. Anyway, here's the latest. I love you guys, DFC, Sean. I'm out. Shout out to Mario. Shout out to Wiz Khalifa for coming on the show. Make sure you guys support Mr. Wiz Khalifa on his new upcoming album. And he's performing all over. Make sure you guys check his website at wizkhalifa.com. Shout out to Mario. We love you, Mario. I look forward to the rescheduling. Shout out to you. Shout out to everybody over at J Records. And shout out to Mario's manager for making that happen for me. Wiz Khalifa for his management. I love you guys. The upstairs strong. Peace.
Sean, I love you, but I don't think I can love you anymore.
When I kiss you so good, why would you wanna break?
Just looking for a lady I can spend on. So all the young ladies in every little city,
when I come to your town. Let me know that you've been down. Patient, steady waiting for the day when I can't face it. The one that can love me for who I am and so much more.
Is it you?
You my bond.
Da-da-da.
I found the one. I ain't gonna rest till I know for sure. So,
baby, believe me when I tell you.